Welcome to Real Estate and You. I'm your host, Rob Leatherwood, here with Liz Springer from Nationwide Insurance. We're going to talk about insurance, all types, and pre-inspections. How are you doing today, Liz?
I'm great, Rob. Thanks.
Thanks for being here.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate being on the show today.
Well, we're going to talk about insurance today. What types of insurance does Nationwide cover? What types of insurance do y'all do?
Well, we have everything you could possibly think of. I mean, if it needs an insurance policy, we have it. Home insurance, auto insurance, life insurance, health insurance, commercial insurance, especially investments.
Wow. So what type of insurance do you specialize in, or do you kind of cover all the bases?
Actually, I specialize in the realtor and lender field. When a realtor sells a home, during the home buying process, the buyer has to get, of course, a lender, and they have to get home insurance in order to close that property. So we like to try to facilitate that process with the realtors and make sure that they're very well taken care of in that process.
Now, you were a realtor once upon a time, is that correct?
I was. I served my time.
How long were you a realtor for?
I was a realtor in Dallas for about 10 years.
Okay.
And the market kind of went a little stagnant, and so I decided to take a different career path, and so I ended up in insurance and never wanted to go back into real estate because of all the gruesome horror stories, of course.
Well, talk to me a little bit about how your experience with real estate kind of influences and strengthens your position selling insurance now.
Well, as a realtor...
Because you've seen both sides of it at this point. Yeah.
I have. You know, things happen in the real estate business, and being a realtor, you see, you know, a lot of different aspects of the business. Everybody thinks it's so easy and such good money, which it is good money, but
it's not easy.
No, it's not easy. And so there's a lot of things that can go wrong. And one of the things that being in the insurance business now, I have discovered that as a realtor, looking back, pre-inspections are very, very, very important. And back when I was a realtor, it just really wasn't something that the insurance companies did at all. And
so is that kind of like a new thing that people are doing, or is that like a Nationwide specific situation?
Well, actually, when back then, because it wasn't a big thing, a lot of realtors paid for things after the closing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, when a buyer moves in and after the closing, the insurance company will go out and inspect the house, and things will be wrong where the buyer's agent and the seller's agent could have negotiated that had the pre-inspection been done in the option period.
Sure.
So realtors have been known to pay for roofs, trimming of the trees.
Yes, absolutely.
Things that insurance companies do not like to see. So... several years ago, I really don't know how many, I think approximately 10 years ago, Houston and Lisa Copeland decided that it would be better for the realtors in the area.
And they're based out of Odessa, right?
Correct.
So they're West Texas based.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Excellent.
Born and bred, and been in Odessa for about 60 years, and then also Midland and now San Angelo, I think, for 5 or 6.
Right.
So they decided that it would be in everybody's benefit to do a pre-inspection. So they hired people, they hired guys, ex-roofers, you know, people that knew how to, what to look for.
Sure.
To go out and to get those houses looked at, pictures taken, pictures to underwriting, make sure that there's not any required repairs.
Okay.
So if there are required repairs, we obviously let the realtor and the buyer know exactly what those are in the option period so that the buyer's agent can negotiate with the seller's agent to get those things done.
Now, is this pre-inspection done before you give the quote, or do you do the pre-inspection and then make the quote?
We typically call the buyer first and find out the particulars and then email them a quote. Mm-hmm. and I encourage them to get back with us as soon as possible because of the clock ticking in the 10-day,
yep.
typically 10-day option period.
And that goes quick.
Yes. And a lot of times the buyers will procrastinate on getting those insurance quotes.
Really?
So
can't believe that.
No. So that tends to throw a wrench in things at the last day of the option period for us. So we encourage them to get back to us as soon as possible if they like our quote so that we can get that process done, that inspection done.
Excellent. Well, talk to me a little bit about the differences between maybe like the Odessa market and the San Angelo market. What have you seen there?
I have. I've been in work in San Angelo about 4 months now, and I really honestly do not see a whole lot of difference. I mean, people are people.
Sure.
Home buyers are home buyers. Realtors are realtors. Lenders are lenders. I mean, it's a good bunch of folks in West Texas anyway. I mean, I love it in West Texas because, you know, obviously there's not a lot of trees, not a lot to do, but the people are great.
Absolutely.